So one of the things to think about when you're wrapping up the appeal, obviously, you're looking at the opinion and you're either bemoaning your fate or congratulating yourself and spending a lot of time parsing through the opinion. And then that one-page judgment or two-page judgment sometimes gets pushed to the side. And it definitely is an important thing to be taking a look at. There are several aspects of the judgment that you want to pay attention to. And one of them is not just to see how did the court dispose of your case or your appeal, but is the way that the court disposed of your appeal one of the ways they're allowed to dispose of your appeal? And if not, what do you want to do about that? So you want to take a look at Rules 42, 43, and 60. Those are will tell you what dispositions are allowed. And the ones up here, most of which we should all be familiar with, are among the common ways that an appeal can be disposed. The case law does tell us or confirm for us that the rules delimit the dispositions that a court can use. So especially when you're dealing with settlement agreements, do pay attention to this list. And I know that we're going to be hearing about settlements on appeal later in the conference. So I won't go into that in great detail, but do pay attention to what a court can do when you're trying to come up with relief that everybody is willing to agree to. Because by the party's agreement is one of the options available to you in terms of getting a judgment. And there are three main things that a court of appeals can do to dispose of an appeal by agreement. And these are to render judgment effectuating the party's agreement, which seems to give you a lot of scope, but then you realize it's got to be rendering the judgment. It can't be sending it back to the trial court for the trial court to do something. It has to render the judgment.